Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's Wednesday, it's about 10:45, I'm over the pod park. It's a bright sunny day for sure, a bit breezy, maybe even windy. Quite a few cars in the car park, but not many people in the park. How strange. Where have they all gone? A few seagulls. Difficult to count, they're quite spread out today. And 5 magpies that I can see so far. So, yes, Wednesday, it's a work day. 12 till 3, then 6 till close. Another day watching the soap opera. It's quite a nice way to go into it, actually, viewing it as a soap opera, because it is indeed like bloody EastEnders there. The drama. Don't know what it is. Don't know what causes people to be like that. There really is no need, and the world would be a better place, I guess, if people weren't just so fucking selfish. Certainly in the pub, you have now 2 people who, it's quite clear to me at the moment, that they will only do what's best for them. They will not do what's best for the business, you know, for the greater good. And I think that involves sometimes sacrificing what you want, doesn't it? In order to contribute something that will benefit everybody. So you may not get as much of what you want, but you might get something else that you want from it. If you're the sort of person who likes to contribute to a group of people and help them out. So I don't know what today is going to be like, but it's all a bit, I don't know. I think I'm very much back to that. I'm ready to walk out. I'm not going to walk out necessarily, but I'm going in. Being prepared to hand my till card back. And my pad. You know, like handing in my gun and my badge. I'm walking out the place. Because life's too short for all this bollocks. You know, I've spent this last few years getting the right people around me, and going into that environment, some of the people are the right people, but if I'm honest, I don't fully trust any of them. It's all a bit feral there, really, which isn't what you want in a pub, is it? It's not what you want anywhere. Well, unless you're a gang of foxes going through bins. But we're not a gang of foxes going through bins. We're human beings who just want to do a good job for the most part. But then you have people who don't care about that, and they'll just criticise everybody else for, well, not doing a good job when they're actually doing a good job, you know? Narcissistic people. The chef is a true narcissist, I believe. I'm no expert, but this isn't just a bit sort of self-centred and stuff. This is quite serious manipulation going on. So, we'll have to see how it all pans out. Just been frightened by a man going into the park. Looks like he's going to fix something. The workman. He's got workman's trousers on. He's going to fix one of the playground things. You know, one of those things that's on big springs that kids weeble around on? Looks like it's broken. That's a shame. I was just about to go on it. Anyway, I don't think I have that much to say today. I'll update you next time. Namaste. Thank you.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo.
Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.